Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
Those following Syracuse athletics know that the Syracuse University football team is headed to a bowl game for the first time under head coach Dino Babers. But the question still remains, which bowl game will they be invited to? WAER's Jonah Karp does his best to answer that question as he talks with local media members right here in Syracuse.
Hi, I'm Stephen Bailey. I cover the Syracuse football team for the Post Standard and Syracuse.com.
Hi, this is Nate Mink. I'm on the Syracuse football beat for the Post Standard and Syracuse.com.
Hey, this is Brent Dass from Syracuse.com and ESPN Radio Syracuse.
And I'm Jonah Karp. You know, a lot of people are talking about how Syracuse football is relevant again, and they have a point. The Orange haven't been ranked this high in 2 decades. But what exactly does that mean for different bowl possibilities? Do they need a top-tier bowl to fully cement their relevancy status? Well, in order to fully understand what a bowl means for this team, first, let's take a listen back to how we got here in the first place.
So with that, please let me welcome head coach Dino Babers.
I think Virginia Tech was important because you had to show early on that this could work.
For the first time since 2012, Syracuse has beaten a ranked opponent. 31-17, Syracuse upset 17th ranked Virginia Tech inside the Carrier Dome.
I mean, for an individual game, I think it has to be the Clemson win just because of how good the Tigers are. And, you know, obviously, it's been the national championship game the last couple years.
Syracuse gets the program signature win it always needed. Perhaps the biggest upset in program history comes on Friday the 13th. The Orange knocks off the number 2 team in the country, the Clemson Tigers, 27-24.
Why Syracuse? Why not Syracuse? Why not? Tell me. You tell me why not.
Syracuse pulls off its third ranked win in 3 years under Dino Babers and is bowl eligible for the first time since 2013.
Syracuse is the champion of the 1993 IBM OS2 Fiesta Bowl. The Orangemen cap off a 10-2 season with an exciting 26-22 win over the Buffaloes.
I think either the Peach Bowl or the Fiesta Bowl are the two that you look at. They run the table and get one of those two bowls, or they're going back to Pittsburgh.
What? Syracuse wins the Pinstripe Bowl 36-34 over the Kansas State Wildcats.
Syracuse wins the Pinstripe Bowl for the second time in 3 years.
Bowl game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
I should clarify, if they run the table, they're not going to the Pinstripe Bowl.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
I would say that in order for them to finish 10-2 and not get invited to a New Year's Six Bowl, you would have to have some level of chaos at the top of the poll, where some of those one-loss teams at the top bump down to 2 losses and in turn may have a stronger resume than a 10-2 Syracuse. Like, they're going to one of those bowl games or one of the higher-tier bowls. But if they're even 9-3 or 8-4, I think it's Pinstripe Bowl.
If that's how it ends up shaking out, I understand why. But maybe some people won't be thrilled with it. But it could end up being a fun game. And when you're in a really exciting football game, you tend to forget about the rest.
You have a cluster of 4 or 5 bowls that all have equal selection status. And those are called Tier 1 bowls, and the Pinstripe Bowl is one of those bowls.
I don't really see how they would end up lower than the Pinstripe Bowl, even if they lose out. You know, they've already got 7 wins, so just looking at the landscape, I can't quite envision that.
Really not about merit. It's not about head-to-head. It's not about where you're ranked. It's not about whether one team has 2 or 3 losses and another team has 4 or 5 losses. It's strictly about ticket sales, eyeballs, and geographic proximity.
Who sells the most hotel rooms? You know, that's at the top of the list. You know, you certainly want a brand name program, but a brand name program goes hand in hand with who's selling hotel rooms, who's selling tickets, who's, you know, sell. What can I sell by bringing this team here?
The feeling is electric.
Here's the snap to Francois. Looks to throw over the middle. The heat is on, and they drop him in the backfield. Another sack for the Cuse. And Francois lit up by Kingsley Jonathan.
The noise is deafening.
Schmidt gets a leg into it. It's got the distance, and it is good. Andre Schmidt, are you kidding me?
And you have a game that's faster than you've ever seen on turf.
Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, brings it right up the gut. Dungy with room in front of him. Dungy will go untouched into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
That's going to be a reality. That's going to be Syracuse football.
It's still early on in the Syracuse University men's basketball season, but there's already a lot of excitement around what this team could achieve. Now, any success that they have won't be without their fair share of struggles. In fact, we've seen some struggles already coming in the form of injuries. WAER's Jonathan Hoppe looks at injuries at the point guard position and how the team looks to overcome them.
It's like if the New Orleans Saints didn't have a quarterback that could pass and they ran every time and had a guy that couldn't throw, they wouldn't be very good. We don't have a guy. We don't have a quarterback.
Injuries in Syracuse point guards have been synonymous recently. Last January, Howard Washington tore his ACL. The Orange were hoping he'd be the only one on the injury report when the current season started. Then, Frank Howard and Jalen Carey both went down in the preseason.
Still no Jalen Carey or Howard Washington are going to see action. They were on the bench. So we'll have to wait at least a few more weeks to see them.
Your starters for tonight, Tyus Battle, O'Shea Brissett, Pascal Chukwu, Elijah Hughes, and Buddy Boeheim.
All those injuries have forced junior guard Tyus Battle out of his natural shooting guard position and into a temporary role as the team's point guard.
You know, Tyus is much better when he's off the ball. And he can make his plays when he's doing the point and then trying. It's not the same. So he's much better when he's off the ball, and hopefully that'll be the case pretty soon.
Tyus Battle in the first 2 games of the season, he has not looked great. He's only got 5 points today, 33% shooting. Yeah, he's only taken 3 shots, but still you'd expect a little bit more from such a highly touted player.
Battle's role change is clear, but not having a point guard has totally changed the Orange's approach to the early season.
We're good enough to win, yeah, these games, but this isn't basketball what we're doing right now. We're just trying to survive until we get people healthy. We're trying to be the best we can be with this, with what we have. But it's very few teams ever play without any point guard. So
the injuries have certainly slowed Coach Boeheim's team down during the games, but it also affects how they prepare.
We just haven't played. We haven't practiced like the team that we would be. We're practicing different than we would ever play, and it's not helping us. We're trying to get through it as best we can. It's not really good.
The stats against Eastern Washington weren't great either. Sure, the Orange got the job done.
The number 16 team in the country cruises 66-34.
But Syracuse shot just 38% from the field, and stand-in point guard Tyus Battle was just 3 of 10.
A little difficult when you don't have a point guard out there. You've got to do more ball movement things, and we're not moving the way we would need to move to be a good team right now.
Battle started the season at point guard on Tuesday, but just before tip-off against Eastern Washington, the Orange got some great news.
We are expecting to see 2 of the 3 injured point guards tonight, Jalen Carey and Howard Washington. Both practiced in a full go way yesterday at practice. mixing in with the starters, practicing with the full team. And Carey's going to force the issue the other way. Up and good with the right, counted and the foul. Coast to coast for the freshman, Jalen Carey.
One thing I like to play up-tempo, you know, I like to push the ball out, just get others involved, you know, just I don't like to hold the ball, I like to just get it out, and I think that's what we want to do a lot this year, just get out and run off missed shots and rebounds and stuff like that, so.
Carey's return from injury was much needed for Syracuse, but the freshman still has some limitations.
I mean, the freshman point guard needs all that time to get accustomed to it. He didn't run the offense two or three times, I mean, he didn't, you know, he's not used to it. You don't practice. Practice is important, contrary to some thought out there.
The lack of point guards has not been ideal for Syracuse, but Elijah Hughes hesitates to put the blame on the injuries.
Today was really just guys missing shots. You know, you can't really blame them on having a point guard. My buddy missed a couple, Ty missed a couple, I missed a couple, so it's just we just didn't make shots today. But it's going to come. I'm not worried about it.
The offensive struggles in Game 1 were real for Syracuse at times, but O'Shea Brissett reminds us of the positive takeaways for the Orange as well.
Congratulate really Jalen and Howard for getting back out there. I'm happy for those guys just getting a little taste of the season so far. Especially Howard, man. A lot of people counting him out, you know, saying he's going to be out, especially for this year.
Washington and Carey are back. Now the Orange are waiting on senior leader Frank Howard. When he returns, all three point guards will be healthy, and Syracuse can start practicing and playing like the team it wants to be. Jonathan Hoppe, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, WAER.org. Follow us on Twitter and follow the show in Apple Podcasts and Stitcher for automatic delivery of new episodes by searching for WAER Sports.